up, baby, on the night you said you would.
All right, Jack. Hey, 7 after the hour. Hey, it's Boris. This is Better for Cows. If you don't like it, you can eat grain. The big stories of the day here on the Good Day program is from Farmer Doug, then a broadcaster Doug. For those of you who are new to the program, we're finding that a lot of the new stations are in areas where there is ag. For example, where's Larry's station? Larry Fuss's station is down
in the Delta.
In the Delta, right. So that's a good place for us to be, for me to be able to talk about the agricultural experiences that we all are having. For example, one of the stories today has to do with food safety and security. The most wonderful aspect of this, I think, by the way, other than the gunmen and the Fed meeting and Syria, which pretty much what you've heard in the last 3 or 4 days is pretty much what you're going to hear today. Let me give you something else to chew on, pardon the pun, with regard to the Food Safety Act, which is something that I have been talking about for years since this thing became a problem. It poses a threat to you and the local food movement. Your ability to get good, locally grown food is threatened, undermined by the people who are supposed to be encouraging you and the local farmer to grow things that will be acceptable to you. So here comes the U.S. Food and Drug Administration dictating now to farmers practices on packaging and sterilization that will choke out small producers. Here's a couple of farmers that I have. What happened? What did I just hear? Are we okay?
I'm okay.
All right. Okay.
Are you okay?
I just heard something. I want to make sure I was still talking to everybody.
I think somebody's computer is
anyway,
playing games with you.
The farmer, I mean, I can come up. There's a great newspaper that I read from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, focused on farming. We have one in New England. They're a good, my daughter the other day posted on her Facebook page. Some of you laughed and responded to it. She's been home here visiting with me for the past 10 days, and she walked in and she saw the farm magazines everywhere, and she posted on Facebook, "I know I'm home." Farm, progressive farmer all over the house. But this is a good way to have me keep up with what's going on in that business, like I keep up with what's going on in this business. The farm stands in the Maryland area, Richie.
Yeah,
where the
just
focus
stopped one last week.
They're close to the nation's capital, so they can be the guinea pigs for what the Food and Drug Administration wants to do. The Food and Safety Modernization Act, known as FSMA, Food and Safety Modernization Act. This guy in Maryland, his name is Michael Tabor. He's the farmer. And he was describing, trying to explain to his customers a particular situation about what will happen to their ability to go out and pick fresh fruits and vegetables. You know as well as I do, mm-hmm. there are a lot of these stands where they encourage people to go out in the field and pick the stuff that they want to buy and bring it home.
Oh, yeah,
under the new rules, nope, you can't do that because it could be dirty. And you could be bringing home something that will make you sick. It has never, and I stand on my reputation as a broadcaster and a farmer, never, never, never could you find an example of somebody who went into a field to pick raspberries, strawberries, blueberries,
apples,
lettuce, whatever it is, apples, and they got sick. Never. And yet these A-monger holes...
Hey. Want, you know, the problem is when they pick it and stuff it in a bag...
Right.
...with the moisture trap inside
well,
of it.
Plus, who knows...
Or what's on somebody's hand who's
what's on their
it.
Hands, right. Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. So unless you do something about this, the new food safety law, the Food Safety Modernization Act, administered by the FDA, will basically put the small produce guy and the small dairy farmer like me out of business. That's what they want to do because that's what Big Ag wants them to do, and that's where the influence is coming for all of this stuff. So if you're interested in keeping safe food on your table, you better be doing something about this in terms of what the government will or won't allow small farmers to do. It is beyond belief what the government is doing to our country. And this is a government that we're supposed to be, it's supposed to represent us. How many people do you know who don't want to be able to buy fresh fruits and vegetables? You know anybody who says, oh, this is terrible, I don't want to have fresh fruits and vegetables? You think that's the direction the government is taking? You think that people are calling the government and says, we better not be able to get fresh fruits and vegetables? No, of course not. The movement, the locavore movement, in fact, is just the opposite. It's running like a steam locomotive down the track faster than they can keep up with it, because everybody is sick of the garbage that mostly is available in many of the supermarkets, because it comes from who knows where. China, you don't know, because there's no labeling, because the big ag businesses have kept the labeling from becoming standard practice. So you don't know. Richie says, okay, enough of my rant. All right.
But you understand. Somebody's got to stop them.
This is something important.
I'm with you.
I got to talk to Jack.
I totally get it. Yeah. I 100% am on board with you.
Thank you, Rich. Yeah. I don't know.
I just got to throw up a wall.
Roberta, are you with me or not?
I'm with you on this.
Kenny, you with me or not?
Kenny took off the jacket.
Jacket is. Yeah. Oh, Jack, is Jack there? He's with me.
Jack's going to be here in about 60 seconds.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
How about we make it 2 times 60?
That sounds good. I'll deal with you. 90, and that's my...
Even three. Let's make a deal for a commercial?
Yeah.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here in a matter of moments with the ways for you to boost your immunity. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared September 19th through the 22nd and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet or bangle with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more while supplies last.
All right, quarter after the hour now, weekly visit from Doctor Number 2. We have three doctors, and they appear on different days. Ron Hoffman is here on Tuesday. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Wednesday. Dr. Ken Kronos is here on Thursday. So when somebody says, is there a doctor in the house? Of course, we can say, yeah, pick one. I happen to appreciate Jack's experience as a Nuka chiropractor, one of the few in our country who practices a special kind of chiropractic that deals with your neck. But he also is nutritionally based and nutritionally aware and nutritionally savvy. So I thought I would encourage him to explain to you how to be sick less. This is one of the arguments that Ken and I have, and I don't know if I ever put you on the air with him to discuss this. The flu shots, the boys and girls at the FDA or the CDC or whatever, whoever it is that says you should have a flu shot are out again. Make sure you get your flu shots and you get all 4 of the viruses. And so I say to Ken all the time, you don't need a flu shot if you have a healthy immune system. And he says, well, that may or may not be true, but most people or many people don't have healthy immune systems, so we give them a shot because it's the easy way out. And I'm okay, so it's the easy way out.
No offense to Ken at all. You just have to remember what their training and their teaching is. You have to remember what the orientation in medical school is today. Drugs for anything, drugs for everything, surgery for anything, surgery for everything. There is no emphasis. There is no teaching in the sense of true scientific nutrition. We polled 106 medical schools when I was in school looking for true nutritional content. Only one school in America, one medical school in America, had a required class in nutrition, and that was the medical school at the University of Colorado. The rest of them were all elective. You could take it or not take it. So the orientation is not towards doing what would naturally build the immune system inside the human body. The orientation is, rather than building a better fence around the edge of the cliff, let's put more ambulances down at the bottom of the valley. And so what we'll do is... we'll hit them with antibiotics when they get sick. Because the belief system is everybody is loaded with these time bombs and these pit holes, and eventually they're going to go off, and there's nothing you can do about it. You'll be this helpless victim, but don't worry about it. We've got this drug to do this or that will take care of the problem.
All right, so let's fix the problem with ways to boost one's immunity so you don't get sick. One of the things is to sleep more. One of the things is to have more sex. And I'm not being facetious. So
no, that's true.
It doesn't help younger people.
It's very healing.
Stress. Less. I figured with the stress I've been through in the last 3 or 4 years, when I had my physical the other day with my Boston area doctor, there would be something that he said to me. I don't know if I said this to you or not, on or off the air, that I have the same body that I had when I was in my early 40s. And everything inside of it is functioning in the same way that it did. And so I guess I don't know that I'm immune to stress, but I'm happy that that's the case. And I think part of it is what I eat. Frankly.
Well, the more whole foods that we eat, the better off we're going to be. Our bodies developed with the development of everything around us. Our bodies know every protein on this planet. As infants, when we're touching everything, grabbing everything, sticking everything into our mouths, our body is becoming very familiar with our environment, and that begins to
And
be
Mommy
developed.
Now says, oh, Freddie, don't touch that. It's dirty.
Oh, yeah.
You have germs.
Yeah. And there's some people, there's some people that will do everything they can to detoxify their houses as much as they possibly can, which is utter nonsense. The microbial world that we come in contact with is going to be there regardless of the kinds of things that we do.
When you see a mom wiping down her kids and giving her kids gel like 32 times a day,
it's nonsense.
To clean their hands, you're killing your kids.
And I'm getting dirty.
And you're taking away the beneficial bacteria. The mantle, the outer mantle of the skin, we know it's the largest organ, has a minus pH to it, or a less than 7 pH, an acid pH, I'm trying to say. And it's covered with all kinds of beneficial bacteria that grow and thrive on the outer part of our bodies that will destroy and attack the negative deleterious bacteria that we come in contact with. Mm-hmm. And the constant washing, the constant... It's not in your best interest. Eat whole foods, stay away from processed foods, drink plenty of clean water.
And sleep. Don't take so much antibiotics, as we heard this week.
Right. Well, antibiotics will destroy the gut. They just destroy the gut.
Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Present some pop culture. We all know this program, if nothing else, is about culture, is it not?
Very much so.
Yes.
It's all about culture here.
Culture.
Yeah, culture.
Culture.
We'll present the top five songs from this week, pop songs from this week in 1983. And if we're going down the way we normally would, we try to do this a couple times a week with different years. First song is number five, Air Supply.
Wow.
Making love out of nothing at all.
How many have you been? Pretty much their philosophy with music, too. Making music out of nothing at all.
Ah, come on, this is sweet stuff. What's the matter with you?
This is a very sappy week in music, I can tell you that. Very dramatic.
It is. It's drama, Richie. Drama on the radio. Drama.
Turntable.
Number four, Michael Cimbello. And a song called Maniac. How many remember this? Crank it up. Good dance song, I think. Isn't this a good dance?
It's from, is this with
Flash
Ken?
Dance.
Flash Dance, yeah, with that beautiful. What's her name, Ken?
You went to the well tonight.
I know. Nice. Jennifer Beals.
Beals.
Oh, right.
As opposed to the other Jessica Beals, right?
Yes. Any woman with the last name Beals is very cute.
All right, so that's number four. Number three, we can dance Men Without Hats. I do not remember this song at all.
I do. And in fact, the Colin Hayward, or whatever his name is, singing, just released a, an acoustic version of it. And it's very cool. Very cool.
Really? Well, this goes back to 1983, so he redid this?
He did. I was listening to something the other day, and I heard this song, and I'm like, what in the world is this? It sounds like Men Without Hats, and it was. He did an acoustic version of it. It's awesome.
All right, number three was Men Without Hats and The Safety Dance. Number two, Bonnie Tyler. Now I'm only falling apart. Who doesn't remember Total Eclipse of the Heart? Crank it up, Richard, will you please? Crank it. Oh, stop. It's a good story.
It is a good story.
Yeah. Now there's only love in the dark. How many people have lived through this? You have light in your life. You let somebody in, and they're there, and then they're gone. And what happens to your heart? That's what this story is.
And it goes back to the bar for another beer.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What it does.
Maybe in your life. But. Number one. During this week in 1983, belongs to Billy Joel and another encouraging anecdotal story. All right, crank it up, Richie. Roberta loves this.
I love Billy Joel. The local boy.
Yeah. All right.
I love how he just works the doo-wop and you know, kind of the 60s soul.
Doo-wop, I do.
A lot of his music is so fun.
All right, so let's get to some other things. By the way, we're going to have that list. If you're just joining us, we had a conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell about some of the ways to boost your immunity. I have done the research. So in order for you to have a healthy, long-lasting life, which will not happen unless you listen to the next 10 minutes of this program, you will probably die before the end of the day. Unless...
Stop sounding like my 11 o'clock news.
That's what they do. Will there be a thunder shower? Will there be a snowstorm tomorrow? Make sure you stick around. In 9 minutes, I'll have the weather. Oh, my God. These people are so predictable.
It's life or death.
I know it is, yes. Life or death. Well, I'm not sure that'll be the case, but you probably live better if I go over in detail some of the ways to boost your immunity, so we'll do that. And to keep you up with one of the two or the three or four of the important stories of the day here on Good Day.
Stand and sit up straight.
Your ears go above your shoulders and your angel wings go back. Posture is critical to back health, beauty.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
And it is critical in aging. And now studies are showing that without good posture, you have more migraines, more depression, neck pain, jaw pain.
Spine specialist Dr. Kenneth Hajaj says we help our back stay comfy when we use a firm pillow and mattress, and what we eat matters.
High proteins build great muscles, so lean meats, fish. Embrace colorful, bountiful fruits, fresh vegetables, and mushrooms.
Just a few minutes of exercise a day helps, too. Neck exercises, lightweight lifting, and stretches like the yoga pose, Downward Dog. Dr. Hajaj's new book is Keys to an Amazing Life, Secrets of a Cervical Spine. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members are...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device
device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program every day for 6 hours.
Oh.
We go through the events of the
every
day.
Every day for 6 hours.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And then we try to help you understand what maybe some of this stuff means to you, and you help us by telling us what you think it means to you by dialing us at 888-302-3684 or contacting us through email, roberta@dougsteffen.com, rich@dougsteffen.com, ken@dougsteffen.com, doug@dougsteffen.com. Maybe we ought to set up a Dudley@dougsteffen.com. What do you think?
Kind of warming up to your given name recently. What's going on here?
Are
you having an identity crisis?
I think I had an identity crisis through my life by using a name that wasn't really mine.
And now you're...
And now I'm trying to...
Back to Dudley.
...resolve the identity crisis by identifying myself by the name that it was given to me. And which people who I love and who love me seem to think is pretty cool. So, why not? Right?
Well, I mean, who's going to, you know, at your age, who's going to tease you about your name nowadays? You know, when you're 8 and 12 and 15
yes.
and 20, yeah.
Right, yeah, right,
it's
exactly.
One thing.
Yeah, when I was Little Dudley, it was different. So I have to come to terms with Little Dudley, too.
Yeah.
On a number of different levels. Meanwhile, let's come to terms with what's going on today. The gunman, I'm taking a deep breath because this thing, I'm worn out of this. You know how sometimes in the news cycle we talk about these things and you've had enough? I've had enough. This guy, I've had enough of the story.
You
I've
know
had
what?
Enough of the sadness.
Forget the guy. Forget
Control discussion.
Forget the gun control discussion.
Goes.
There are interesting things that come out of this that we can use. There are tools.
One.
The fact that this guy was as mentally disturbed as he apparently was.
But that's the story with all of them. They're all the same. They're all mentally disturbed.
And we need to keep talking about it because otherwise nobody's going to pay attention. We thought after the last couple of these things where there were total mental red flags and
nobody
the people were
attention.
Still able to get access to places, get access to guns, get access to this. We need to figure this out, and if we don't talk about it, we won't.
All right, next on the hit parade, what
Hang
Moscow...
On, before you next...
All right, go ahead. Twitter and Facebook.
For everybody... Well, this is a story to share.
Okay.
If you have had enough of the politics and gun control, on our Facebook page we have a story that gives you some insight into all of the victims from this
Good.
Tragedy.
Good.
So instead of focusing on the shooter or the politics, check out the story on at facebook.com/gooddayshow about the victims and share it so this becomes more of a
the
focus
better. Yes.
than this
Absolutely.
Lunatic
Right. You see, that's what bothers me, and that's the tone of the program. I'm just not, I'm tired. I'm not interested in hearing the story of him anymore. Kenny, what else do we get, though, as far as reflection is concerned from some of our folks that are participating with us by exchanging ideas with us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or at Good Day Show?
Megan, not your Megan, another no. Megan, says, thanks for focusing on the victims. Wish people could do this more. Jay says they were innocent people just doing their job. May God find them a good home.
Yeah.
And Julie says, focusing on the victims is something that so few in the media do. Happy to see that you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's just that's really kind of what we're all about here, not doing the usual stuff. Meanwhile, Moscow has said it will not agree to the use of force. You know, they're still trying to hammer out. We thought the other day...
Moscow are the peacemakers.
Oh, yeah, right. They're the peacemakers. Russia's top diplomat told... Wait a minute, I got my other microphone on. Russia's top diplomat told the United States and the United Nations that any resolution must suggest or must say that force cannot and will not be allowed, no matter what Syria does in handling its chemical weapons.
That's a way to ensure that there's no regulations signed upon.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That will never happen.
All right, the Syrian situation is the worst possible scenario. Under the, never mind all the chemical weapons, and this is what's distracted. You see, there's something kind of sinister about all of this because we're spending so much time talking about the chemical weapons, which killed 1,400. Meanwhile, over 100,000 people have just been shot in the head or blown up by bombs that have been thrown into their homes, that kind of stuff. And the battle continues. The civil war has gotten bigger. They're all over. The rebels have taken over a prison in northern Syria, and they're trying to free the inmates. All the inmates have been put there by the government because they were considered rebels. No trials, nothing. They just ship them up there and put them in this prison. So now the rebels are trying to get them out so they can put them back onto the streets to start shooting it up some more. Wow. The New Jersey Boardwalk fire. Remember that big blaze last week?
Horrible.
Sparked by old wiring compromised by salt water and sand during Sandy last year. So they're building all of these new buildings, but they didn't rewire the boardwalk. So the boardwalk, they have shorts. You know, that happens. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that happens. You see it all the time. Farms always have that sort of thing. The wires are old and, you know, they're compromised. And so, you know, that bingo bango and before you know it.
I still find it amazing that fire spread as quickly as it did and did as much damage to as many buildings as it did. It's mind-blowing.
Speaking about damage, the floodwaters that we've been talking about in Colorado that have affected our country all the way down to El Paso and then into Mexico, there are lots of people who have been stranded in Acapulco because they can't get out. The floodwaters there are... they are all over central Mexico, really horrendous. The only good thing is it seems to be slowing down the drug trade because they can't get from north to south or something. But other than that, this is really all over the northern hemisphere. There have been impacts from the you imagine...
If you're going to be stranded somewhere, I guess Acapulco is a good enough
place but
to be
stranded. Let's turn it around. Denver and the airport there, if you think about the exchange points, cross-country, where there are hubs that are major hubs that affect travel from them, always they're located fairly centrally. It's Salt Lake City, it's Denver, it's Dallas, it's Houston, it's Chicago. And if there's a weather alert or a weather, you know how bad it is when Dallas is shut down because of the bad weather there or Chicago? Same thing in Denver. Denver is a hub for two major airlines, and certainly there's lots of cross-country traveling in and out of Denver. You see the size of that airport there. Can you imagine what that mess has been like for the past week trying to get in and out of that airport?
You can't. They shut the Colorado Springs airport down. Couldn't even get to that. But the Denver airport has been. They've had the people. You know, they always show these people in a snowstorm, but you never see the people sleeping in the airports when something like this happens. There've been people stuck in that airport for a week because they can't get out of it.
Yeah. Yep.
So
they're rationing food and water apparently there too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are freaking out and they can't get any money because the ATM machines aren't working because there's no power.
Yeah.
It's really a mess.
Let's see. Mad Men will not end next fall after all. The final season will be split into two parts. Seven episodes will air next spring, another seven in 2015. Isn't that the way they did with Breaking Bad?
Yes, they did.
Same kind
of
thing.
They took the same idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Coming up in a moment, as promised, the 10 ways, the super ways you can boost your immune system. We got sort of off on this with Dr. Jack in the last half hour, and I thought perhaps you'd like to have a reference point. And Kenny might be able to find this and post it. I mean, there are all kinds. There are numbers, a number of lists that will be similar to this. But anyway, I'm just using these as a frame of reference so that you know that there is an alternative to getting a lot of shots. And so that's what we'll bring to you in a matter of moments. This is the Good Day program at 17 and a half for the hour.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
This report brought to you by Bank of America. On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, "Few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions." To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
I always wanted to have a ukulele. Can we? Let's get a ukulele to go with my kazoo.
You know what?
How about that?
Oh, she's not one.
What about it? Yes or no?
I like it. And I have an accompanist for you with with the ukulele.
Who's that?
Al Peterson. He's got one. Our production guy. He's got one right here. We play it all the time here in the studios.
Excellent. All right, Richie. Top 10 big-voiced announcers since Jennifer is not here. Jennifer will be back on the 27th for those of you who are fans and wondering. She's been gone for a month doing another. She was assigned to another opportunity, and so she'll be back in a month.
Helping a friend out for a while.
She is helping a friend, exactly. All right, so we have the top 10 ways to boost your immunity, and it would be good if we could
should start with number 10.
Oh, you want the big-voiced announcer guy?
This is making reference to Jennifer, who likes to be the big-voiced announcer. When
can I do it?
Okay.
Number 10. Number 10.
Maybe we should stick with the male voice.
No. Number 10.
Number 10.
Familiarize yourself with immune-enhancing herbs. There are a lot of these. Echinacea is one that I take all the time. Ginseng is another. Garlic is another. There are all kinds of mushrooms. Garlic is the favorite choice of many immune-enhancing herbs. And that would be time for number 9.
Number 9.
There you go.
Number 9.
Make sure. I had a hard time counting backwards, sorry.
Oh, you're really okay. Take off your shoes and socks. You'll
okay.
Expose yourself to the sun or get plenty of vitamin D. Vitamin D plays a number of roles in promoting normal immune function. If you are deficient of vitamin D, it correlates with asthma, cancer,
yep,
other autoimmune diseases.
Vitamin D is amazing.
It really is.
I started taking it and it's like
it
made a huge difference.
Every day. Yep.
Number 8.
Didn't change your attitude much.
Yeah.
Consume friendly bacteria. This is one of Jack's big things.
Eat dirt.
Bacteria, microorganisms, they colonize in your intestine. If your gut is screwed up, you will not be healthy. That's the bottom line.
Where are we, 7 or 6?
7.
Okay. Number 7.
Do not smoke. Tobacco smoke triggers inflammation, increases mucus, and inhibits the hair-like cilia in your lungs. That's why my mother died, because they all, when she smoked, the tar gets on top of the cilia, and it stops your ability to breathe.
Number six.
Emphysema comes out.
Number six.
Make love more often.
Yeah.
Sexual relationships and the immune system go together like love and marriage. And there's a book that's out called Great Sex After 40. The studies show...
Is there one that's Great Sex After 60?
I don't know. Probably you could read the one after 40 and add 20 if you want to do that.
Number five.
Socialize more. People with richer social lives and more friends enjoy better health and longevity than people who are alone.
Number four.
Because you're also getting all their germs.
Sleep.
Number 4.
Is when you grow. When you're rested or resting, your muscles are repairing themselves, your brain tissue is repairing itself, you need to sleep more. Sleep deprivation activates stress response, depresses immune function, elevates inflammatory chemicals.
Dinner is usually when I grow.
Number 6. Yeah.
Number 3.
Number three. Thank you, Roberta. Move. Am I getting close to the end of this? Yes.
Almost.
Move your body. Exercise discharges tension and stress, enhances immune function in 6 different ways.
Number 2.
And the number 2 thing related to pretty much all the rest of them, or many of the others that are on this list. Your stress level pushes your adrenal glands into churn city.
Number one.
Anyway, acute stress pumps up the immune system, grinding long-term duress. When you're in duress, it taxes the immune system. Eat the same diet that Peter Rabbit does. No French fries, no soft drinks, no bourbon.
Just those little pellets they feed the rabbits.
Yeah, they don't make strong white blood cells. Lots of diets high in fruits, vegetables, nuts promote immune health. Eat well. 50 minutes past the hour and good day.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10%, 15%, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
School dropout, no graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout, missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough. The doctor fixed your nose up.
Beauty school dropout Frankie Avalon from Greece. Frankie is 73 today, Roberta. Unga bunga. Frankie Avalon, 73. Oof. All right, this is actually kind of a nice ballad. Richie, crank it up for a second.
Your T's and comb and go back to high school.
Big production number for Frankie Avalon. All right, so we got that as we focus on movie music to start movie moments. Chuck Curry is here with our contest and movie news. By the way, this week, the Chuck Curry movie moment is saluting the 90th anniversary of Warner Brothers. They continue to entertain us and entertain people all around the world. You can identify our movie, which is yet another Warner Brothers classic, one of the 50 that you will win. Yes, I said you will win 50 Warner Brothers classics on Blu-ray discs, value $600.
Booyah.
You go to the store, you get these $29.95, I think. Isn't that what they cost, Kenny? Most of this Blu-ray stuff is $29.95.
Yeah, you're going to pay $25, $30.
Okay. All right, so anyway, we have this is a classic, and I don't think it would be too difficult for you to win that $600 Warner Brothers Classics catalog. Let's see how well you do. 888-302-3684 is the number to call once you figure it out. Here's first audio clue from the movie.
I need 58.
Got it.
Got it, Chugger?
Nope.
Roberta's
not a clue.
Actually, Roberta may get this, actually.
Chucker got it. He just didn't hear the clip. I'm going to play that for you one more time, Chucker, because you will get this.
I need 58.
Well, we all know what the payoff clip is, the last one. All right, anyway, let's get to the second one.
You don't listen much, do you, boy? I ain't heard that much worth listening to. A lot of guys laying down a lot of rules and regulations.
That's the star, and the man whose voice preceded it made his mark in this movie and became an international celebrity, working character actor, until he just decided at 84 he didn't want to do it anymore. Right, Chucker?
That's right.
All right, you got it. Everybody got it now? Or you need the last gimme?
No, the gimme is going to be good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is great.
Play it.
What we've got here is
a failure to communicate. Sounds like the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All right.
888-302-3684. It's the name of the movie. First person is going to win the 50 Warner Brothers movie classics on Blu-ray that we have. That's the big deal this week as we salute the Warner Brothers catalog. 90 years they've been making movies. Meanwhile, Chuck, you have a myriad of numbers for us here as far as movie news is concerned.
Yeah, start off with filming currently underway, Doug, on the 7th installment in Universal's very successful Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Paul Walker all return. These movies have been very good for their retirement fund and seem to get stronger as they go on. Jason Statham is going to play the villain in the 7th installment. Other news, actor Kelsey Grammer passed in Expendables 3. He will play a good guy.
Kelsey Grammer in an action movie?
I think he's going to play one of their leaders who give him the mission to do what they have to do and set up a plot.
Yeah, he's the guy back at the central control base, you know, type thing.
Exactly.
He's not wearing a cape.
He's actually also playing the villain in Transformers 4. Both these films are going to be out next summer. Other bit of news, MGM is releasing The Wizard of Oz this weekend on 300 IMAX 3D screens. They spent 16 months converting the film into the 3D process. Reviewers, critics who've seen it say it's actually pretty pretty impressive, that the 3D, if you like that.
I will take my kids to that.
And there's a rumor going around the internet that Arnold Schwarzenegger might play the villain in Avatar 2. That might make sense because he would reunite with James Cameron, who really made Schwarzenegger a big star with the Terminator 1 and 2. And he also did True Lies with that director, so we'll see how that plays out.
All right. Did you see Ben Affleck on the other night with Jimmy Fallon? What the studio told him to do, they said, quote, don't use the internet for a couple of days. Ben Affleck.
The bottom line, the people who don't like the fact that he's going to be Batman, until the movie comes out, that's not going to change. But, you know.
Right. It'll be fine with the movie. All right, let's see here. Fred looks like the first caller in Virginia, Minnesota. Fred, what's the name of the movie?
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke gets you a $600 set of Warner Brothers classic movies, 50 of them, pal. You're all set. You'll have lots of time, hopefully, to watch these and enjoy them. And congratulations on winning from Warner.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.